Hello, LA. Hello, whole world, because I know that LA Talk Radio is number one station, internet station in the world. I want to feel, and I believe that's the truth. Anyway, every Monday, Accent On is on the air with host Ilona Europa. Obviously, I have an accent, and I love my guests. Sometimes they have even cooler accent than mine, and today I have my cute friend. She has amazing accent, little German, little Polish, little ouch, babble here from her. Her name is Anushka, but our main guest, very, very important guest of the hour is Alex Spurkel.
Yes, Alex Spurkel.
Can you tell me one more time your name?
Alex Spurkel.
That sounds much better than when Ilona says, okay, Alex Spurkel. Anyway, Alex, I can describe right away who you are, what are you doing, but I prefer for you to start just playing this magical instrument that you have on your lap.
Can you play us? Oh, you
want
me to play?
Yes.
I could do that, as a matter of fact. So, I should talk about it just a real quick second. This is, I'm going to play my dumbek, or darbuka, or tabla in Arabic. It's a... Arabic, Middle Eastern drum.
Wow!
And it's played with both the hands and the fingers. It's a pretty unique technique. But it has a lot of voices on just one head, and it really sings.
And again, I wish we have cameras here. This is pretty a big instrument and not comfortable, seems like. But you are like managing to
it
keep this
out.
Between...
It works out. The chairs have arms, which is not ideal.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm a trained professional. I can make it work.
I know. That's what is the big artist. You just play whenever people beg you to listen to your music. Just play.
Let's go for it.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, please, you'll be playing a little bit more, I hope, because the energy that you bring when you play on this, again, what is the name of this drum?
It is dumbek. It's commonly in America known as dumbek, but throughout the world in the Middle East, you'll hear it called darbuka or darbeki or tabla.
And you know, I know that everybody, I'm sure, was moving when you're playing. Your fingers do magic because you have 10 fingers, but looks like you had so many more than I have. You are very interesting and beautiful man. I know you for many years. Like I mentioned before, when we talk a little bit outside of the studio, for a few years, our like friendships and musical projects a little bit intertwine. Yes. And here and there, we'll talk a little bit more later about that. But before I met you, I just met a really wonderful lady, Anushka Spurkel. She's my great, great friend of many, many years. And she also is your mother. And I'm so happy she agreed to come to the studio. Because I want people to know that it takes a village to raise great child and takes amazing mother to raise a drummer like you. And Anushka, can you say hi to us?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, my gosh, Anushka. Oh, gosh, the drumming. You have two beautiful sons. And when did you find out that your son likes to drum?
Well, when my neighbor started to complain about the drums from 8 till 8. So
That's what he was doing.
And it sounded great, and I loved it.
Oh, my gosh. So, and I know you're a dancer. Then I'm sure the rhythm comes also from you.
Very handy. It's beautiful to dance to this kind of music.
And you are like one of the hottest hosts because the party that you were putting together for many, many years when, of course, Alex and a lot of musicians were gathering in your beautiful, unusual home, and you love to dance. You love to dance, like we dance, call this ball.
Love. Listen to music.
Listen to the music, and you're just very musical lady. Then it's not by accident that you have this great, great son. And you said, again, I want to know, was 2, 3, 4, 5 years old when he started playing drums?
Actually, I think 6 years old.
I was, I was drumming on anything and everything for many years since I was a kid. I remember on my desk whole like Tupperware setup with pencils as my drumsticks and... But it wasn't until 16 or 17 years old that I finally was able to convince my mother that it was a good idea for me to have a drum kit in my bedroom, which to this day, I marvel that I was able to successfully talk her into that.
So beautiful. Thank you, Mama.
And then I had to convince my neighbors that it's okay that you're drumming for hours.
Right.
They were very cooperative, very nice.
Okay, we need to be closer. Yeah, that's our fault. We have my great brother from another mother. Hi, Ronan. He's watching over the leveling of, he's an engineer here, and we just talk too quiet. Lee. Mm-hmm. But now we are better. It's my fault. We changed the levels.
He is an angel.
They will fire me from here. He's our angel. Okay, Anushka, you have another son too, yes? To make this
Let me think. I think so.
And his name is?
Marcus.
We need to say hi
and
to Marcus also.
He's a beautiful boy too and plays fantastically guitar.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Very musical family.
Yes.
And your husband also
plays,
is in this entertainment
guitar.
Yes, not guitar, but he's in entertainment
but
business.
It was
he's
the
a journalist.
Inspiration.
Yes.
You know, I remember my father always spending time on the couch playing guitar just for fun, just for recreation and singing songs and, very basic skills. I mean, my mother did the same thing, actually. But I think for me, that really initiated the seed that music is fun. Music is something that you mm-hmm. do for the soul, for yourself,
I know, like always, we are musicians, and I think the music speaks the loudest about who we are. And I think we have 3 MP3s that we'll be playing, and hopefully we'll have more time to listen to you play live. But you said Shisha. Is this the first one that you would like us to listen to?
Yes. So the first track is called Shisha. It's by my band Naked Rhythm, which is a world music electronica fusion band. We've been around since, 2004, 2005, something like that. And we have a whole, it's myself and my writing partner, Avi Sills. And we started putting tracks together in conjunction with Caravan Records. It's a small record label out of Glendale. It's a Armenian father-son duo that runs it. And they were kind of the king of the Middle Eastern belly dance music compilation scene. So they would have volumes of tracks of Middle Eastern music, and originally they had just approached us to do a couple of remixes for them. I have a big electronica background, which we'll talk about in a little bit, as well as a world music background. But we soon started gathering a lot of musicians that we knew from LA, from all around the world, from Lebanon, from India, from Mexico, Brazil, and it became this really cool project called Naked Rhythm, which is music from around the world put into a kind of very modern hip context with electronic beats. And we've had a pretty good amount of success. Gotten onto compilations such as Buddha Bar and some good airplay on KCRW. And, it's niche. It's the world music, kind of world music fusion.
Oh, people love this type of music.
It's a great
it's
sound.
Just energy and honesty and just seeing all of you play live, I think, is the hottest things ever.
Very live.
Very alive, you're right. And it's like internal rhythm. You just need to move to it.
Yeah.
I want to play music. Okay, let's do it. We'll be right back.
fantastic. Wow.
You know what I love a lot? Everybody knows that Ilona loves dance music, and I'm so deeply into electronica dance style of music. You include traditional beats with electronica music, with I hear house style. I hear so many great DJs who would probably love to include this on their sets, and probably they do also, yes?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Do you have a pleasure? Did you ever play in a club, like real club, then people like go crazy, you know, dancing to Naked Rhythm? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, big clubs.
Yeah, because is this something you think electronica, mix electronica with traditional music and African beats and drums? Is this something that came naturally to you? I know that we both, I'm coming back and trying to like tie into product with Sony Pictures, Sony Digital, which obviously you had one of the very, very successful drum loop library, yes, called by your name.
That's right. It was Alex Burkle's Electro World Percussion.
Yes.
And, that was, I did that actually before, shortly before this album. And it's a sample loop library for those of you who are unfamiliar with that, with electronic and music production in general these days. The use of loop libraries has become very common. It's every producer
Absolutely.
Reaches to
and
them.
DJs in the beginning, that was all what they were using. They
Absolutely.
Really needed to have a great sounds, unusual sounds. I sometimes mention that I also had my Ilona Unlimited vocal tool. Yes, for Sony Pictures, and there was vocal loop library, very unusual too. But that was all electronic, you know. There was not any more live. There was that people could create a different styles, and you know. And I met you then, and that's probably like 12 years ago, I think. And you said 2003, your new band again, the Naked Drums, just
Naked
become.
Rhythm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I like it too.
That's okay. You know, the drums are naked too. It's all good.
Too, so.
You know what? Yeah, sometimes they're very naked. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you know, nothing happens for no reason. I think, you know, life, the coast, you just meet people on the way and you little change your style. Do you see progression? Do you see who you were, who you are right now, and where you really want to go with this music? What will be the next step, you think?
You mean after world domination?
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, so whatever you want to take this. Yeah, well, when you see, how you change. I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
I know my vocals
Everybody
change.
Does.
Way how you play, way how you produce your music, and what you will be. You think year from now, 2 years from now, what your music will be like?
You know what I really hope to do is to bridge the gaps between people that are. Some people are very into electronica. Others are kind of very anti-electronica, shall we say. The purists, you know, they don't like anything kind of electronic or synthetic. And others are very much into world music. Others are not kind of more repulsed by that. Like, I just want to listen to my pop music from my culture, and I don't want to hear all this other kind of weird stuff. And really what I would like to see is the kind of an acceptance of both of those things. And I think that's... I see myself as a bridge builder, as somebody that tears down borders and the kind of divisions that keep people apart. I think music is the great unifier. There's really no better way for people to gather around a common purpose.
And you're right.
Purpose,
and dance floor, whatever you say, you know, and when people are dancing, it's just no race, no age, no nothing. It's just one energy and brings people together. And you are very successful. Peace and happiness. Mommy, you are so right, Anushka.
Yes.
Yeah, you are right, you know, and you represent really this type of fad that everybody needs to get together with little wine and just have a good time.
Where is it here?
Absolutely.
Right,
okay. I know, Alex, you have something unusual going on in your life. You are creating the drum circles. Could you explain us what it is?
That's another kind of a facet of what I do. I've been a world drummer and percussionist for many years. I started as a drum kit player, and I went to UCLA. And UCLA has a great ethnomusicology program. And they also had ensembles that you could join, and I'm sure still do to this day. And I joined Kobla Tsekpo's Ghanaian Drumming Ensemble. And that was my first exposure to anything beyond rock drums and the kind of things that I've been doing up until then. And I was kind of hooked right away. And I saw a whole new world opening up with possibilities of different kinds of drums and exotic instruments and all these cool rhythms from around the world. And I always, my vision was always, how can I bring all this stuff together? You know, there's a common element to all of these things. And rhythm, every culture has rhythm. And you can get drummers from all around the world who don't speak the same language, put them in a room together they've never met, and say, go. And guess what?
Fine.
They can immediately start tearing it up and creating incredible rhythms together, because it's a universal language. And I, of course, kind of realized this from an early age, and perhaps took it for granted. But then also realized that that's really an energy that a lot of people in today's culture and society have kind of lost. In traditional societies, people have gathered around music all the time. That's how people got together, around music, drumming, dancing, song. And we now, as a society, particularly in the West, don't really do that anymore. So I wanted to bring that energy back to people here, to schools, to corporations, even birthday parties. And so I got myself a whole bunch of drums, and I started going out and doing drum circles with people, giving people drums that have no idea what they're doing, and spontaneously creating an experience that brings them together, that creates bonding, that creates that kind of rapture that we as musicians take for granted. We know what it's like when we play with others and you hit that groove and you make that connection. And it's just the most amazing thing in the world. And I wanted to bring that to just regular folk who'd never gotten a taste of that
this
before.
This sounds really, really interesting, because, you know, any gathering, especially when you have some musicality going on and rhythm and passion, and having master like you to show people how to, and can bring people together. But we need to find you. Where can I find you? And I want to hire you.
Yeah, I have a website called universaldrumcircles.com. Now, that's a mouthful. Let me say it again. universaldrumcircles.com.
That's easy. Repeat one more time.
universaldrumcircles.com.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
then again, you are available for bigger, smaller gatherings, and schools gathering, you know, mm-hmm. and obvious big corporations can hire you too.
Yep, I do corporate team building.
Yeah.
I do anything from birthday parties to team building to anything in between. Just this weekend, I did a fantastic event at the Levitt Pavilion in MacArthur Park. And there's a band. It's kind of like a project called Playing for Change. Mm. If you don't know them, go to YouTube, go Playing for Change, Stand By Me. They did this great the song where there's street musicians from Santa Monica and from New Orleans and all around. They layered them all together and they all started playing Stand By Me together. It's amazing. So they gave a concert and I did a drum circle for about 200-300 people before the show.
Just people
from MacArthur Park, and just getting people from all walks of life together and drumming together. And the energy was incredible.
Yeah. That's very, very interesting, you know, having 200-something people drumming at the same time. Ouch, that's so hot.
Yeah.
We have two more beautiful, I'm sure, MP3s or songs that we would like to play. But, you know, I have my crazy two-minute take also.
Yes.
This is my take on, I hope, what you are doing. I have this gentleman that I'm working from time to time. His name is Jerry Jones, and he was using loop libraries, and I know that part of loop libraries that he was using is samples from your loop library. Then we were married somehow together, not knowing that we were, when it comes to music. I would like to play Step Into the Culture. It's very short, but, you know, it's fun. I love it. so much fun to record this
song. Oh, that's great.
Especially that I really didn't sing because he took my samples from my loop library and Jerry Jones just
put
that.
Should I record this? Nah, I'll just use my loop library and
is this the coolest things ever? That I thought you were like that. It's so funny. I was just lazy sitting in front of TV and somebody was producing something with my voice and I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, score. Yeah, I love this one. Time for another great stuff from you then, Gypsy. What will be playing?
So this one is called Gypsy Magic. And this one was featured on Buddha Bar Volume 9. So it's one of my favorite tracks that we've done. And it features a very talented singer named Cece White. She's on vocals. It has kind of a Brazilian, very sexy Brazilian sound to it. And
Let's play Gypsy Magic. Magic. Beautiful. This is from Naked, written from Frequency.
Yes.
And it's one of the track, number 3. I really like it. She is really hot, this lady. Ouch. What is her name?
Cece White, the singer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
I should also say it features Michael Batista on guitar, that wonderful guitar solo. He's also a local artist here in LA doing Nouveau Flamenco. And yeah, he also contributed.
But you know, this album that I'm holding in my hands has something else that I would like to talk about to people. I can read something, a great musical journey. Sting.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, is this for real? Is this the real Sting saying these things on your album?
It is. It is, yeah.
How has this happened?
Well,
okay.
So by kind of circumstances that make a long story short, I had friends that knew Sting.
Okay.
And he was interested in having a kind of a unique show at his birthday party with a very exotic vibe, world music and kind of Burning Man style. And so we had, when we were first putting this project together, we had a whole troupe of kind of like, I'm going to call it like the world Burning Man circus or something. You know, we had stilt walkers and belly dancers and hula hoopers. It was a whole kind of show along with the music. And at the time, we had about 12 musicians on stage that were largely improvising. We were just creating this stuff on the fly.
Wow.
And we got to play it at Sting's house at his birthday party.
No, where was it?
And he just absolutely
in New
loved
York?
It. No, in Malibu.
He has a house here too.
He has a house in the colony. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sting, Alex. You had okay, but and like then, I say, yes, you have.
Well, there's a follow up to that story. The follow up is we met him. We ran into Sting, myself and Avi Sills, my writing partner in Naked Rhythm. We ran into him at a club, just kind of serendipitously a year later. After we had released the album, and we said, oh my God, it's Sting, there he is. Hey, we played at your birthday. Here's our record. And he said, okay, thanks. And he actually listened to it on the way home and called us up the next day and invited us to come over and play again for his daughter's birthday. So
it was an
incredible experience.
It's just amazing when things like that happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I have some type of connection that I'm just so excited about, because tomorrow I will be on a show, radio show. Sam Ed Morning, this is head of LA Talk Radio, will be having me and another guest of mine previous from Accent On from this past Monday. And we will be, I will bring Gary Miller. Gary Miller is the founder of RAT. Gary Miller is internationally renowned music producer and songwriter and composer. He produced artists like David Bowie and Simple Red and Cher, Donna Summer, Ryan Ritchie, Billy Preston, Girls Aloud, Charlotte Church. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But Gary right now is involved in this very, very important, cause. He's creating 24 tracks, and most of them, there will be Sting's songs, remixed, redone by the biggest artists that we know. And there will be 24 tracks, and 100% profits will go to fight trafficking and slavery, children's slavery. And that's what Gary Miller right now is doing. He has a beautiful Malibu studio.
Wow.
And of course, he's crazy about Sting. I know.
Who isn't?
Yes.
He's
and
incredible.
I had the pleasure to play on Monday. Rocks and amazing redone in different ways. And Fragile, amazing also. Then now seeing your album and having this connection must be a reason. Then tomorrow I'll be seeing Gary. I'll be mentioning you, and hopefully he will have a pleasure to listen to, you know, Naked Rhythm, and we'll see. Maybe some magic will happen. Please, God, you never know.
I would love to. I'd be honored to be part of that.
Oh my gosh, my gosh. Okay, I know you are happily married.
I am.
Yes.
That's actually my wife's picture on the cover of the album that you're looking at.
Oh my God, she has beautiful stomach. Is this before she gave birth to your beautiful baby or after?
It is before, as a matter of fact.
Anyway, she's a gorgeous lady.
She's a gorgeous lady.
And your baby,
beautiful.
Could we mention name of your baby?
Sure, her name is Lexi.
Yeah, and she loves to sing. She loves to dance. She's so smart and she wants to be a doctor.
She actually just told me she wants to be a singer.
Now singer, yes, doctor.
I
good.
Love it.
How old is she?
She's 4 and a half.
I've had the pleasure to meet her. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful child. And my daughter, Natasha Emira, who is also a singer-songwriter, she couldn't just get away from your child. She's just something so beautiful, so special. And your wife, I think, although she's the biggest fan, obvious, her beautiful body is on your album, she has also her own business, yes?
Yeah, yeah, she's an entrepreneur herself, and she has a business called Dazzling Donuts. She travels around to events all around L.A., from weddings to corporate parties, bar mitzvahs, and everything in between. Mm. And she has this really cool donuts machine. It's like a miniature Willy Wonka factory that makes these mini donuts fresh on the fly, and they smell amazing. You can smell them from like across the room, and just people go crazy over these things, and they, you know, eat them all night long. So it's a fun little business, and she's really getting a kick out of it, and it's going actually better than she had anticipated. She's busier than she wants to be. So
no, you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. Absolutely. And business and music, that's very important. You know,
yes,
you need to have both. And you both are really wonderful, and your child is amazing and very musical.
Thank you.
Congratulations to that.
Yeah, it's by the way, dazzlingdonuts.com. If you want to see.
And I will be having all these links on LA Talk Radio Axenon page. Also, all our show is ready for downloads probably in a few hours on iTunes and Stitches, and of course on LA Talk Radio page also. Then, hey, we'll have one more song that I will leave for the end of the show.
Okay.
But hey, I'm mother too, and everybody knows my child, and I need to plug into my baby, and you know I will do it anyway. I don't care what guest is coming here. I play my child song. And obvious, she just released two months ago a song with her friend, and it's called Chasing a Fire. Then Patrick Grezza, he's a really great DJ with unusual style of music, dubstep.
Mm-hmm.
Very unusual. Sure. And Natasha and Patrick, they wrote a song. It's called Chasing Fire. And let's play this one, my baby, Natasha Mira.
We'll be right back.
Wow. You know what? What always excites me is the style of music that sometimes I'm playing on one show. We have the industrial sound, something that is of the future. Mm-hmm. Patrick Reza is creating the sound. Everything, you know, from the street, from the unusual. He's young gentleman. They call him King of, you know, dubstep. Young, in Thousand Oaks. He lives. He's an amazing guy. Like, yeah. I said, more than 250,000 right now, you know, views on listens on SoundCloud, and the same on YouTube. Very unusual style of music. It's not what my daughter naturally will do, but when you put artists together, just things happen, and they just compose the song. The same, I'm hoping, and we were talking, you know, that maybe Natasha and you have a chance to create something together. And now we have this beautiful competition that Gary Miller put on his website, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow morning on LA Talk Radio on mm-hmm. In the morning, that maybe all of you can do something of Sting and create some unusual stuff with unusual song. I don't know, of course, it's a work. And is love of what we do, all of us musicians. But without the music and all of this unusual talent, today I have a pleasure to introduce you to my listeners. World will be really, really sad place to live. Then we have five more minutes before end of the show. And again, I'm reminding we have Anushka Sperkel, my dear friend. And she has this amazing Polish, German, American accent. Hi, Anushka, again.
Hi, Elona. Again.
And again, I'm so hoping that I will be in your place over and over, not only dancing,
absolutely,
but also eating. And I know the New Year looks like amazing party.
That
I'm sure Alex will be there. And he will bring his drums. We'll have people will be dancing. I will be just celebrating another year. Alex, I don't want to forget anything. You know, you always are welcome to my show or call in if something new happening. Is anything that you would like to say before we'll say bye-bye and play your last song?
Well, I should say that on September 27th, Naked Rhythm, my band, which can also, by the way, nakedrhythm.com is the URL for that. We're going to be playing live at the Irvine Global Village Festival. It's it's a world music festival all day long. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's in Bill Barber Park in Irvine. But if you just Google Irvine Global Village Festival, it comes right up at the top. I don't have a set time yet, but we're definitely playing. We've been there, I think, for the last 4 or 5 years running. They love it. They love us. We come with about 5-6 musicians from around the world, and usually a couple of dancers as well. We have a lot of very talented belly dancers and Indian dancers.
Yeah,
and it's a very fun. It's a dance show. It's sexy. It's fun and groovy. And I hopefully some of you can come out if you're local to the LA area. Anyways, it's in Irvine on September 27th.
And again, Naked Rhythm. Ilona said Naked Drums, but I liked it too. But again, Naked Rhythm.
Yes.
And if somebody wants to purchase the album, it's called Frequency.
Yes, Frequency. And you can get it on iTunes as well. It's on Pandora Radio and Spotify and all that good stuff.
We are playing one more song, and it's called?
This one's called Sundanaya, and it features a very talented musician named Tony Khalife. He's a Lebanese-born guitarist, singer, and he studied tablas in India. And he sings in multiple different languages. He worked with us on this track. He's absolutely fantastic. It's one of my favorite tracks on the record. It's more down-tempo, very sexy song. He's singing in Arabic and Sanskrit. So it's kind of a dual language.
Wow. You know, we have 6 minutes. Probably I cannot play whole song. Then I will cut a little bit a song over, fade out. And
sure.
I'm sorry for everybody who will be listening because to me finishing our show. I know that we have some new music introducing my show and ending. I didn't push right button, then I don't know how my show is starting, but I will be looking around, and probably it's a live show that everything can happen. But I like these dangerous zones and a lot of buttons, and who knows what I will push and who knows what we'll be playing. But for right now, the name of the song again?
Sundanaya.
Let's listen to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great being here.
It was fun. I want to.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.